We youngsters would play drinking games in the corner. You'd have myself, Clifford Harris, Michael Gus Harris, of which a separate article could be written, Steve Bowden, Alex Bowden, Craig Bowden, they were lads from South Shields. There was Stuart Robinson, whose dad was a governor at Huntly, Blinky, and a cast of many more that would come and go in the pub. And we had a fantastic time. The girls from Huntly would come and join us, and it was great. We were no doubt very annoying entertainment, very noisy, much to sometimes the annoyance of the older, more mature clients. Having said that, the old boys from Huntly, the retired officers association place in the village, they had no doubt been there and done it before. And there was a couple of guys I remember really well. One was a guy called Ken Dunn, who would have been pushing 90, late 80s, 90, and a guy called Jerry Gollidge. And Jerry was an ex-World War II pilot, and he would tell me stories when he'd had a few drinks of his daring raids as a World War II pilot, and I wish I'd listened more. Ken would come down to Murley Grange nightclub with us, and we'd dance on the dance floor to One Step Beyond by Madness, all trying to be cool, and there'd be a bloke there who's nearer 90 than he is 80 dancing with us. And I'm looking back on it, I'm really glad we did it. I do recall amongst the many boozy evenings that if I saw Dot, I was being the bar and looking across at the window, and if I saw Dot come in to make an entrance in the bar, I would stand up and announce, I would loudly say, "Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our very own Gloria Estefan lookalike, Dot Perkins." And everybody would cheer and clap, and Dot would come down through the door into the bar, often with a walking frame, a fag in her mouth with the ash hanging off the end, and her goblet of whiskey, and she'd be coughing like a barking seal, which was somewhat incongruous with the wonderful introduction of her being our Gloria Estefan lookalike. But my God, it was funny. She loved the attention. And then on the back of that, Gus Harris would announce Mrs. Perkins Diesel. And Gus's random word association and activities were baffling and legendary in their own right. The walls of the pub were stained yellow from all the fag smoke and the nicotine. And if you moved the picture on the wall, there would be a white square which would be behind it. For many, many years, naively, I thought that when Mick would sneakily pour a little bit of the slops tray into a glass, I thought that was the norm, and he would do it when nobody was looking, and I genuinely thought that was normal. In the pub, there would often be darts matches, and although I wasn't a darts fan, I would sit at the bar with Gus, making daft noises probably. And the darts players that I can remember would have been Mike Henley, Tony Giorgio, Mike Milverton, Bill Baston, who lived in Rose Cottage, Alan Pearson, Jack Aldridge, Juan, who was the chef from Merley, Pete Bull, Fred Honeywell, Gary Aldridge, Ron Hurdley, Ken Beale, Chris Humphrey. And it does sound like Uncle Tom Cobley and all, but that's exactly what it was like. One particular evening, I became the proud first of many to be the pioneer of window travel through the Bishop John fanlight window. We'd had a few drinks one night and somebody said, "Here, Robbins, I bet you couldn't get through the window." So encouraged by everybody having had a few drinks and been had a few myself, I went through the window of the Bishop John, the fanlight window. And I can recall it must have been like Hereford calf being born, coming out the back end, because you dropped out of the hole into the road. As time went on, all the lads did it. Lots of girls did it. They did it whether they had skirts on or whether they had trousers on. And I remember Hazel Taylor, bless her heart, almost manhandling Hazel through the Bishop John window. And hundreds of people have gone through there. And it was almost like a pagan ritual. It wasn't. It was us being daft and drunk and harmless fun. Back in 2015, I reenacted it one night just for the sheer hell of it. and I cut my chest and I cut my shirt, and I do believe that I hadn't put on weight. I think the window had been changed and the latch had been moved. I genuinely do. Many people went through that night because it was raising money for the Andy Gunn Foundation, which is obviously a fabulous charity. And that particular night, the last time I went through, the landlady was Yvonne Barnes, and the landlord was the quiet, reserved, understated, mild-mannered Cockney, her husband, Tom Barnes.